It's time for the Monday Waffle, a podcast dedicated to all things West Australian Football League. Your hosts Michael Stamp and Jack Davidson are joined by Tara Carlin, Bonnie Rayner, Chatty De Hare with expert boundary riding information, analysis of last week's game, forecast of next week's game. Did you get your tips in? Did you get your tips out? What are you planning to do next weekend? If it involves West Australian footy, just make sure you start your week with the Monday Waffle.
The story of round 17 was Subiaco and Swan Districts swapping places in the top four. Hi, I'm Michael Stamp. Welcome to the Monday Waffle. Before I get to the round, the whole team's back together now. Jack Davidson, welcome back, buddy.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be back. Stampy, Katie, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
What did you enjoy from the weekend, Katie? Were you just excited for the whole team to be back together?
I am very excited for everyone to be back.
Bonnie Rayner will join us very shortly Bonnie in the field and talk about Peel Thunder's remarkable victory last week. She's been wanting to talk about it for a while, so look forward to that one. But the story from the weekend, guys, was Subiaco scoring the highest score of the season.
Subi had 8 goals, 5 in the first and 10 goals, 1 in the fourth. What are those? I wonder what those statistics are. You know, what sort of accuracy? That is much better than what we've seen over the last couple of weeks.
Well, it's put them into second place on the ladder, overtaking Swans, who went down in a nail-biter to Claremont on Saturday afternoon. Great game, and Claremont played really well. We'll get into the game shortly. East Perth obviously had the bye. They're still on first place. Katie, Subi and Swans now equal on second and third place, but Subi have a stellar percentage, which has helped from that game of the weekend, and East Freo got the win to stay in fourth position.
Yeah, they've really cemented fourth, and they've also just knocked Peel on the head. I mean, they're not really going to go anywhere.
No, yeah, Peel have the bye this weekend coming up, and the top four set, isn't it, guys?
I'd say so, yeah. West Perth are playing this weekend against East Perth. You'd hope, well, I'd hope East Perth will win, so you'd think.
There we go, 2.5 minutes in, and yeah. Katie's already talking about East Perth. Let's get on to the game. Subiaco defeating Perth by 73 points, guys. The final score was 27 goals, 9, 171 to 15 goals, 8, 98.
I'm just shaking my head. It is an absolute blowout. You know, Subi just must have had a bit too much chili because Yaron got 6, Waters got 5, Boland with 4, McDougall 3. I mean, Wheeler even 2.
Like, yeah, what? From down just, back.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, just astonishing, really. Only 4 goals the margin at three-quarter time, and they just blew them away in the fourth quarter, kicking 10 goals in the last quarter. Katie, who are the major ball winners this game?
For Subiaco, Kyle Horsley, he got 35 possessions.
The captain is really just showing what he's got.
Exactly. And George Hampson, 25. McDougall, 25. Phelan, 23. So all racking up very high possessions there, the Subi boys.
Couple of losses for the Demons in this game, wasn't it, Katie? Get us on Morton watch because we haven't had it for a few weeks.
Yeah, well, Mitch went out pretty early. I think it was during the second quarter. I was watching this on ABC. And then I think Jared dislocated a finger in like the third quarter, but he managed to pop it back in pretty quickly. So he was back out there. But they were dropping like flies.
They're falling apart. Yeah. Team Morton, Team Demons. Yeah.
It must be hard without a consistent coach. You know, only a handful of weeks ago, their coach for 20-odd rounds has been shafted. They've got interim coach at the moment. Rumour is still pulling over Mark Harvey, may or may not be joining them. Maybe it's too late for him to join this season with only a handful of games left. Maybe he'll come in to start next season. But it'll be interesting to see where Perth can go from here.
Exactly. And Paul Bevan, their captain, he got reported, so doesn't get much better with them. And also youngster Clem Smith, who I reckon will get drafted at the end of this season, he got reported as well. So it keeps getting worse for the Demons.
It's the Monday Waffle.
Claremont got the chocolates over Swan Districts in our next game, winning 14 goals 13, 97 to 14 goals 10, 94. Here's a stat for you. Claremont have not lost after kicking 10 goals in a game this season.
Ooh.
So once they...
These cats have claws.
Yeah. Love it. Already love it. Miss these jokes. But the story of the day was Claremont's forward line. Jack Bradshaw and young gun Brendan Abbott combined for 12 goals, Katie.
That's right. Jack kicks 7. He's only 21, but he kicks 7 goals. And Brendan Abbott, the 19-year-old, kicked 5.
And on a side note, it was also Brendan Abbott's 11th game. 19 years old, and he's just performing like this. In, you know what, in earlier in the season, not a strong team, but really coming through now.
Oh, and especially at the Showgrounds. They're a completely different team. 4-2 this season at the Showgrounds. And they've got East Fremantle this week, who haven't actually played at the Showgrounds ever. So we'll get onto our tips later. But East Fremantle are in a, you know, they could be in a little bit of a dangerous position trying to secure their fourth spot. Katie, a few major ball winners this game?
Yeah, Luke Blackwell, 38 touches.
Well, he missed last week, so they really missed him against the Thunder. And also Jake Murphy returned to the league team as
well. Yeah, that's right. He got 23 touches. Yo, 26, and Ryan Neitz, 25, and Tom Ledger as well, 23.
Tim Gapin was really good for the Swans, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he kicked 4, and Ricky Carey, our guy, kicked 2 as well.
Yeah, well, the Tigers just really clipped the Swans' wings. They were keeping the Swans down, closing the gap every single quarter, and 6 goals in the fourth to win by 3 points. What an amazing result. Real nail-biter right to the end.
Well, it was Jack Bradshaw with the 2 last quarter goals, part of those 6, who just, he got so excited. He was getting the crowd all involved just before the rain hit, and Swans were stunned, absolutely stunned. There was about 2 minutes left, and the game was pretty much in the forward half for Swan Districts, and Claremont just hang on. They did lose John Williams to a knee injury at 3/4 time. He's actually got the same birthday as me, so hopefully Johnny gets better soon.
Twins.
Yeah. So, huge win for Claremont, a real dent in Swan's finals hopes, isn't it? Well, top 4 hopes.
Yeah, exactly.
You're listening to the Monday Waffle. We're now joined by Swan District's youngster, Blaine Boakhorst. Blaine, great game on the weekend for 3 quarters, but in the end, you just couldn't get over the line.
Oh, yeah, it was. It started off well for us, coming out, getting a few goals. But as the score showed, that we couldn't get the 4 quarters done and come away with a win.
Such a narrow loss there, just 3 points. Does that ignite the flame more now for next week, coming up against Perth?
Yeah, definitely. I think coming towards the half finals, you can't afford to slip away and lose games like that, but this week we'll bounce back and I reckon we'll get 4 points.
Obviously, the fourth quarter was the main difference in the game, 6-1 in favour of Claremont. What did Coach Greg Harding say after the game?
He actually didn't say too much after the game. It'll be more today with Monday review. He'll really point out what went wrong. But it's just a build-up of things, I reckon, with the just the boys' desire to win at the end of the effort.
And just on yourself, you've played every game this season, averaging 21 touches a game. What's been different for you than the previous seasons? What have you done to play every game this season and have a really good season so far?
Yeah, I think it's the pre-season. We had a big pre-season, Swans, and we all worked well to put in a big effort. And then I think with Swans this year, it's more of a team, 22 players coming together to play together, which makes it easier for myself and I guess other players to play well.
And there wasn't much expectation on your team this year, was there, at all?
Nah, none at all. So I think that's a big one too.
Yeah.
Whenever we go in underdogs, we seem to come out on top.
Now, your next 2 games coming up, you've got Perth and then West Perth, so you'll probably go into both of those as favourites. Does that, you know, facing easy games, how are you going to make sure you come home with the 4 points?
I guess it has a lot to do with 22 of us turning up on the day. Whenever we have everyone together playing as one team, we seem to really rattle teams and get away with wins.
Mm.
And your teammate in the forward line, Ricky Carey, how big is his head this season? After kicking 8 goals earlier in the season, he's having a fabulous season. What's he like around the club?
Ricky's fine. He has good banter, as I guess all clubs do with all the boys, but at the moment, he's just turning up and playing his role. And I think the second half of his season, well, the last 3 games have been his best. So, hope he just keeps doing that for the team.
Oh, that's a very sensible answer. We were hoping for a bit of inside dirt. Oh, Ricky's the cocky one. Or maybe it's someone else at the club then.
Yeah, you'll have to find that out.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, Blaine, thanks very much for your time. And,
no worries.
Hopefully, you have a good end to the season. You've had a terrific season so far. And hopefully, you can continue that on and perform well in the finals.
Thank you very much, guys.
It's Monday, so it's the Monday Waffle. Keep listening.
Third and final game this round was East Fremantle hosting Peel Thunder, with the Sharks getting up 14-14, 98 to 11-8, 74. The Thunder coming off their surprise win last week against the Tigers, but They actually hung in for this game for the majority of it, Katie.
They did. They were only 6 points adrift, the Thunder, at the last change, so...
Yeah, and but because of that win, regardless, they are securely in fourth while keeping Peel right down there under the thumb, as Bonnie loves it. But also, just quickly, a small, teeny, tiny O'Brien watch. Mm-hmm. Rory, previous Sandover medalist, 33 possessions.
Monday Waffle Zone as well, indeed. A couple of weeks ago. Yeah, he's playing really well. And we spoke to him a couple of weeks ago and said, are the other guys taking votes off you and going back-to-back? And he quietly dismayed that. He said Brad Dalziel and Brock O'Brien playing really well. So they've got a stellar midfield. And their match-up against the Tigers this weekend will really be a midfield-against-midfield battle, I think.
And as you previously mentioned, Stampy, you know, first time at the Showgrounds, it's anyone's game.
Exactly, exactly. Brett Peake kicked 3 goals for the Sharks. Jack Parham, 3 goals as well. And Brad Dalziel, 2 goals and 28 touches, Katie.
Yeah, that's right. And as well, Mark McGough, he got 27 and Scott Hancock, 20. But for Peel, Eddie Dan, he got 30 touches and 2 goals.
Very good game for him.
Yeah, and Crozier got 25 touches and two goals as well.
So. He might make his way back into the Fremantle side this weekend.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah, and Anthony, just a quick little AFL thing. Anthony Morabito's been playing not too great, so he might be back in Peel. And that would be a boost for the Thunder, I think. Tommy Sheridan racked up 34 touches as well, and Jacob Ballard, 24. Any positives for the Thunder out of this game? They stayed with them for about 3 quarters, but they just couldn't hang on for the last.
It just seems to me standard Peel. You know, they're a competitive team. They have been all season, but they just can't quite get it over the line.
Hi, this is Basil Zemplis. Mondays, can't wait for Mondays to come around, because you know what that means. Online, there it is, my brand new edition of the Monday Waffle.
Let's welcome back Bonnie in the field. She's back.
Making me feel guilty about my absence, but it's great to be back. I've had a few busy weeks in the field. And in my absence, Katie has turned her tipping season around and is catching up. Katie, well done on getting 3 out of 3 this round.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Fluke.
Absolute fluke, because I don't understand why you'd tip Claremont over Swans. I think you're probably the only person in the state.
It was a good tip, though,
but
last week.
It was good.
It wasn't. I said last week it wasn't as dumb as she actually sounded like, but it was actually a really good tip. And yeah, congrats,
yeah,
Katie.
Yeah, came through. Thank you. You've stopped having zero.
Yeah, so this is the first gamble that's ever paid off of Katie's. No, but now Katie is sitting on 33 for the season. So she's still losing by miles. We've got Jack and Michael tied on 43. Michael, you've caught up. Well done.
Well, Jack was away for 2 weeks and I timed my run.
Gave him all the away teams, did you?
No. He was very good.
I sent him my tips via correspondence, but you know, Sam, he's just too good.
It's going to be and you're still in it, Bonnie.
I'm not out of it.
Only
you
two behind on 41.
I'm on 41, yeah. So I'm going to come through and, yeah.
Well, it's a tough round this round. There's 2 games that are up for grabs, I think. What's the first game, Bonnie?
We've got Claremont versus East Frio at the Showgrounds on Saturday afternoon. Now, the Showgrounds, as you guys were saying before, they have a huge influence. They turn Claremont into superstars. So who are you going to pick?
Well, just before I pick someone, on the weekend, the siren wasn't working. Yeah. It was pretty funny.
I've heard they've got a great ground announcer now.
I have heard great reviews on whoever that guy is. He's doing a really good job. But anyway, the siren is the siren was
broken. Toot your own horn, mate.
The siren was broken, so they had to use the air horn for each siren. And it was very humorous and extremely loud in that box. But anyway, the Sharks have never played at the Showgrounds, so... big advantage to Claremont. And in round 4, East Fremantle won by 75 points at East Fremantle Oval. But, Jack, this week's going to be a lot different, I reckon.
Yeah, it will be. Like, Claremont are a completely different team from when East Frio played them last. But I still think East Frio have got it in there. They've cemented a strong fourth position. I really want to see them climb to third. You know, if that was somehow possible.
Oh, the Sharkies, yeah, getting behind your boys.
Yeah, but I think Claremont will bring it to them. Could be a close game, but I'm going to put my hand up for East Frio.
I'm going to go with Claremont. I really like them at home, and I want a bit of...
You've just got a crush on that ground announcer.
Yeah.
No, that's right, I think that's me.
Turn it up, Bones. No, but yeah, I think Claremont are going to be pretty good again. It's going to be one in the midfield, isn't it? Blackwell, Murphy, Ledger up against McGough, O'Brien... two O'Briens.
They both have, yeah. Oh, excellent.
O'Brien. I'll be back next week with O'Brien Watch. Jack's been taking it over for me, but it's just not quite the same. So don't worry, everybody.
It's
it'll
better.
Be back.
I'm tipping Claremont as well. I think they'll get up, and I think I'm going to continue my good tipping.
Bonnie?
Oh, my God, I've never heard such a lie. I can't decide. Who should I pick, Michael?
Don't talk to me about it. I don't want to lead you in the wrong way.
I'm going to go with East Freo.
Yes.
All right, next game of the round at Steel Blue Oval is the Swan Districts and the Demons.
Swans won both games this year in round 5 and 10, both being at Lathlane Park. So Swans, I think they'll have a really comfortable victory in this game. And last time they played at Steel Blue Oval was last year in round 16, getting up by 91 points. I think it could be a pretty similar scoreline.
Yeah, look, I don't think Perth have it quite in them to take over Swans. Even though Swans are off a competitive game against Claremont, I just don't think Perth have it in them, unfortunately.
I'm the same. I want to tip Perth, but
do it then.
Paul Bevan will miss this one, so I think that'll be a pretty significant loss for them. And Morton's out as well, so I'd say Swan District should win.
I'm going to jump on that bandwagon too. All right, third game, we have East Perth and West Perth at Medibank Stadium.
West Perth have the Foxtel Cup tomorrow night, so they're going to put all their eggs into that basket, and it's going to be a pretty tough match to back it up against the Premiership Fancies Royals on Saturday. It's one apiece this season, with the Royals and Falcons sharing wins, but I think the Royals would take this one and get their second win over the Falcons this round.
Yeah, I think in the wise words of Lord, I want to be a royal. That's who I'm going to tip. East Perth all the way.
Last time I tipped East Perth in the Derby, they lost. So, but I'm tipping them this time.
You are?
Yep.
Okay.
So it's not a surprise. But
Jack, if you could just never sing again, I think that'd be fantastic. East Perth are going for their 10th win in a row.
And they'll get it.
And they'll definitely get it.
What is that the longest streak this season as well of winning?
It certainly is, Jack.
You're on the
board,
Jack.
Nothing to sing about, though. And South Freo and Subi.
Oh, easy win for Subi this round, definitely.
You'd hope so. So that's Subi for me.
I will be tipping South Freo.
All right, well, these two teams haven't played each other since the season opener, where Subi won by 38 points. So I'm glad you've tipped South Freo.
Can I change it now?
No. You really can't.
It's on the record.
This is why you're 10 points behind.
Yeah.
That is exactly
but
why.
But I have to take risks.
Yeah, no, Katie's got a point. She does have to take risks being that far behind.
But Subi will be looking for their third straight victory, so why would you tip against them if they've shown that they're in form? Guess you got to risk it to get the biscuit, and Katie doesn't have any biscuits. But that's okay. It's good to take gambles.
Well, we'll see how we go next week. It's a bit of variety this week. It's good. Claremont East Freo, that's the game we're going to be looking out for sure. And hopefully...
South is my roughie of the round, and I think you've got to have one. So.
I do appreciate it, though, that you do have a roughie every round. And it's also a good week that Peel Thunder has the bye, because normally they're your roughie and it doesn't quite work for you. So
how conflicted would you be if Claremont played Peel?
Well, I was saying this to Jack the other week. I always tip Peel, and I never tipped to them the other week, and they won by 2 points.
That has happened two occasions. Yeah. Actually, Peel's only 2 wins, really. You've tipped them, but.
That's it for round 17 of the Monday Waffle. We'll be back next Monday for round 18. But just before we wrap it up, it's good to have everyone back on board again.
It's good to be back.
And it's good that everyone keeps kicking goals.
Catch you next week.